It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the decay of the art of lying. Many years ago, Mark Twain delivered a speech on the degradation of this fine art, and I find many of the observations he made pertinent to our present time. Yes, lying should be considered an art, and in many ways a virtue. But the ham-handed way people lie today is degrading the way we appreciate falsehoods. To illustrate my point, I will give you some examples from the pages of history as well as from the pages of today's newspapers. I will also arm you with a tool to appreciate and savor all the quality of a good execution of the art of lying. One note, the fact that my topic today coincides with a debate amongst the seven candidates to the three Sausalito City Council seats is strictly coincidence and should not be interpreted as my identifying any particular candidate as a worthy practitioner of the fine art of lying. During our initial years, we here in America extol the merits of the truth, hence the story about George Washington and the cherry tree. But as we matured as a country, we reached the realization, as pointed out by Mark Twain, that lying is a necessity of our circumstances. Lying is then a virtue. Judicious lying is what the world needs. An awkward, unscientific lie is often as ineffectual as the truth. Think back to the circumstances of the Trojan War. The Greeks found themselves with their backs to the wall late in the game, so they created one of the great lies of history, the Trojan horse. Please accept this rolling wooden horse statue as a peace offering that just might be full of warriors who will cut your throats later while you sleep. No doubt, the Greeks were high-fiving while the silly Trojans hauled the big lie into the Trojan fortress. Sure, a lie can do major harm, particularly if you build an entire empire with other people's money based on a big lie, like Bernie Madoff and the other purveyors of Ponzi schemes over the years. But lies can also do wondrous things, like allowing us to sleep at night. If politicians couldn't lie, then we would know they are generally incompetent idiots out for their own good, who constantly make mistakes, but get away with them by pointing accusing fingers at poor souls who are merely trying to do their jobs. How uncomfortable that truth would be. So politicians often, if not always, practice, or at least attempt to practice, the fine art of lying. I have some examples of such political lies, but unfortunately, these anecdotes only result from situations in which the truth eventually won out. The Watergate break-in was an amateurish adventure in thievery, but the primary reason this event has entered the history books was Nixon's lie about his knowledge of the plan. Even though Nixon had worked his entire life to be President of the United States, I have little doubt he lied about his involvement in the break-in to spare the American citizens the angst of having a crook in the White House. Unfortunately, some ambitious reporters did not accept him at his word and put more faith in a mere recording device than they did in the President of the United States. Technology has been the downfall of other well-meaning practitioners of the fine art of lying. Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North can certainly testify to that. Of course, you would then have to believe his testimony. Less technical evidence undermined a truly wonderful example of the art of lying by Bill Clinton. His deft interpretation of the word sex and the word is kept the masses at bay until a little bitty stain crossed him up. So let's not condemn our politicians for lying. First, they really can't help themselves. And two, they do it so we can sleep better. If they pump up their resumes They only do so because they want you to rest easy that they know what they are doing. I can appreciate a well-executed work of artful lying, but let's face it, some current efforts fall far short of art. A well-crafted lie has to be sufficiently close to the truth so as to not insult the intelligence of the audience. If the lie strains credibility, the listeners will reject it and follow the truth. To my mind, Proposition 30 steps over this line. We all know that the state has a financial crisis and needs more revenue. Proposition 30 seeks to raise sales taxes and income taxes to produce more revenue. Okay, so far, if you accept that there is no way to cut expenses, but the proponents of the proposition then added the line that the money would go solely to education. To me, it strains credibility that the only place the politicians could find to cut was education. And the only way education can be saved is if the taxpayers shoulder the load. In my opinion, making kids and teachers the poster people for this proposition violates the rules of artful lying and appears to make the proposition, as Twain would say, an awkward, unscientific lie. So how do you distinguish a judicious lie from an awkward, unscientific one? How can you tell whether a politician's fabrication is a well-meaning one meant to allow you a restful sleep, or a ham-handed effort to save his or her skin? I suggest you do some fact-checking. My personal favorite is the site factcheck.org, but there are a growing number of such sites on the internet. Visiting such a site can clarify whether a politician's words are a stretch of the truth in the finest tradition of the art of lying, or are they an awkward, unscientific lie? That's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters here in Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at RadioSausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.